When we were little, we didn't like the darkness. Darkness was scary. There could be anything there. We'd snuggle up under our sheets and our blankets or our duvet, and we'd close our eyes so we couldn't see that it was dark, and we would hope that that would make us safe. Maybe we were so frightened of the dark we had a nightlight, or the landing light was left on for us so that it never truly became pitch black. Oddly, as we grow up, things sort of switch around. We can become a little bit less fond of the light. The morning comes and the sun streams in. We turn our bedside lamp on and we blink grumpily at that bright thing that has stirred us from sleep. We like the darkness. We long for darkness, and we sort of sometimes resent the light. But you see, it's not quite that innocent, is it? Children have a point. Darkness hides evil. And as adults, the reason we often prefer darkness is because we find that the cold light of day shines on things we'd rather keep hidden away from others. Light is painful and unpleasant. And just as we'd rather turn the light out and go back to sleep, adults sometimes try not to see the evil that is around them. It's unpleasant, it's inconvenient, it's awkward. Let's just hide it away. This afternoon, over at St Andrews, we have the Christingle service, and that's been adopted, Christingle, by the Children's Society, that raises awareness, raises funds for the work that they do. And a lot of the work that they do is to help young people who've been abused or neglected, or whose lives have been blighted by the actions of others. They're children, they're young people who've experienced the darkness of sin and evil at the hands of other people. And the tragedy is that sometimes people close to them could have and should have picked up on that, that there was something wrong. But shining a light on evil and sin raises problems, it raises issues, it raises questions. And sadly, adults sometimes think that it's just easier to turn off the light and just pretend that everything's cosy and warm and normal. Fortunately, the Children's Society, founded by evangelical Christians a long time ago, still exists to help, and even more fortunately, Jesus came at Christmas to bring light into a dark world. In 1 John chapter 12 verse 46, Jesus announces that he has come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. But what does he mean? He means that he comes, first of all, to show us who God is. In the verse before the one I just read to you, Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is looking at the one who sent me." If you look at Jesus, you see the person who sent him. And who's the one who sent him? Well, the writer of Hebrews tells us, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being." If you ever really wondered who God is, what God is like, what God would do, if you've struggled a bit because God seems so, well, big and God-like, then this is good news. Again, over at Old Walton, we sometimes sing a children's song called "Our God is a Great Big God." And it's comforting. We're reminded in that song that he's wider than the universe and beyond our wildest dreams. It's true. But if you need to earth that knowledge, if that seems too big sometimes, then the Bible tells us that all we need to do is to look at Jesus. And it isn't that God is amazing and Jesus is kind of small and dull. We're reminded that he is the radiance of God's glory. It's as if the brightness of God's glory shines out from Jesus. Maybe you're going to go to a party over Christmas. I hope so. Well, you'll often hear people talking about parties after they've happened, and they'll say something like, "She was just radiant," or "He lit up the room with his presence." Now, that's about more than a sequin party dress, or a Christmas jumper with a red Rudolph nose with an LED light in it that glows. What they mean is that there's something about those people, there's something special. And what the writer of Hebrews means is that there's something very special about Jesus. God's holiness shone out of Jesus. He brought the light and life and righteousness of God to wherever he went, to whatever he said, whatever he did. But when Jesus did that, he also shone the light of God's holiness onto our world and onto our lives. Jesus turned his light onto our sin. He exposed us for who we are. Sometimes over at our house, we hear the police helicopter overhead at night, and we think, oh, someone's up to no good nearby. Someone thought they could get away with something under the cover of darkness. But when the police helicopter shows up, it's got a searchlight. The manufacturer calls it the Night Sun. It's one of those, it does exactly what it says on the tin. It's like shining the sun suddenly in the middle of the night. And if that doesn't work, the pilot can always switch to thermal imaging. I don't know if you've ever seen that, where the darkness becomes like light. They show in these police, you know, TV programs where they follow the police round. And the helicopter is pitch black on the ground. They put the thermal imaging on and you can see. You can see people, you can see things, you can see all sorts of stuff in the darkness. And that's what the psalmist says about God when we try to hide our sin from him. He says, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. God's holiness is like a righteous night sun, or even a holy thermal imaging, revealing everything that we would like to hide away from him. But that's terrible. If we could hide our sin from God, then you know, maybe we could fool him into thinking that we're good people, or at least good enough. But if God's light exposes us for who we really are, and it does, then we're in trouble. That's why we like to try to avoid God. That's why we like to try to hide away from him. But the wonderful thing about God's light is that it not only exposes our sin, his light also rescues us from sin's darkness. If darkness hides sin and death, then it's great news that Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Human darkness was at its very darkest the day Jesus was killed. The day people tried to snuff out the light of God in the world. As Jesus died, it was as if all the darkness in the world was drawn to that dying light. In fact, it physically became dark in the middle of the day as Jesus was nailed to the cross. But as he died, he conquered death. He defeated the darkness of sin, and he rose again on the third day at dawn as light broke into the world. And that hope of the light of Christ conquering our darkness is the gift God holds out to us. God's promise that one day Jesus will return is good and true, and he will welcome his people, those who've believed in him and trusted in him, into the new creation, where there will be, the Bible says, no sun or moon. Why not? Because God himself will be our light. All the darkness, all the evil, all the sin of the world will be gone forever. That is the amazing promise of Christmas. Because the Bible tells us that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. That Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. And that whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's one of the reasons Jesus came into the world at Christmas. To bring light into a dark world. Amen.